Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 238. This class is a repeat from last year, but is as relevant as ever. Enjoy. And what I wanted to talk about today is something which we encounter every single week now that the clocks have been changed and Shabbos is over so early, the need to eat Sudat Shlishit so early in the day. And so we have a Shabbos meal, of course, we know on Friday night, and we have a Shabbos meal on Shabbos morning, which is like late lunch, especially here in Israel, they do it early. But in America, generally, we don't sit down to eat that meal till late. And then suddenly, you got to get up, and then you got to daven mincha, and then you got to go and eat Suda Shlishit. So I wanted to talk about the nature of the three meals, where they come from, the obligation, and whether or not it's important to really make sure you try to do the third meal in some way, if you can. And hopefully, we'll be able to learn something in the next 9 minutes. So the Psukim tell us in Shemos, Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Chav Beis, that the way the mun worked, there was no mun that dropped on Shabbos, and the miraculous food that they would have, they would get a double portion on Friday, Shnei HaOmer LeEchad, there would be Shnei HaOmer LeEchad, there would be two portions for each person, and everybody saw that, and they went and they told Moshe. Fine. So later it describes, Vayomer Moshe, Ichlu Hayom, eat this today, Ki Shabbos Hayom, because it's Shabbos today, Lashem, Hayom Lo Santu Basadeh, today there will not be anything else found and available in the field. So if you notice, there are three times that the word Hayom is mentioned, today, 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 and so we see from here that Hayom refers to the three times that you're going to be eating from this lechem mishnah, from this double portion. You're going to need it three different times. The Gemara actually, there's an argument brought in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Kama Sudos Chayav Adam Lechel B'Shabbos, how many meals do you have to eat on Shabbos? And so the Gemara actually tells us that according to the first opinion, we eat three, and according to the second opinion, we actually have to do four. Now that would even become more difficult. Rav Chidka holds that you have to have four meals, and the three hayoms in the pasuk are referring to daytime itself and not at night. So that's machlokas. Of course, we hold like the Tanakhama, who says three, and we don't do four. Now the Rambam describes this and reminds us that everybody is obligated in doing this. He says that Chayav Adam Lechel Shalosh Sudos B'Shabbos, Achas Arvis, V'Achas Shachris, V'Achas B'Mincha, Marev, and morning, of course, in the afternoon, V'Tarach Lizar B'Shalosh Sudos Elu Shalosh Yivchos Mehen Klal. You shouldn't have any less than three. V'Afilu Ani HaMisparnis Min HaTzedakah. Even a poor person who's being supported by tzedakah should be supported and should try to figure out the way to have three meals. And then we'll get back to, he makes a comment about what do you do if you just physically can't eat, but we'll cover that at the end. The Aruch HaShulchan, you know, talks about why three, what's the magic behind three. Of course, the Torah says Hayom, 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 but what's this all about? He refers to it corresponding to the three Avos, you know, Tanakh, Torah, Neviim, and Ksuvim. But the general consensus in most Mefarshim point to a different Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, Amud Aleph. And there it says, Kol HaMakayim Shalosh Sudos B'Shabbos Nitzal Mishalosh Poronios. Anybody who fulfills the three meals on Shabbos are saved from three bad things. What are they? Number one, Mechevlo Shal Mashiach, the birth pangs of Mashiach. Society, things will be difficult in the process of welcoming Mashiach. Umidina Shal Gehenim, and from the judgment of Gehenim. And finally, Umelchemas Gog Umagog, from the war of Gog Umagog, something also associated with end days. And so these three things are solved, or a person is saved from these three difficulties, if they are involved in eating three meals every single Shabbos. Now, what's the connection between them? What's interesting is the Marasho explains the connection is as follows. Ki achar elu yimei tzara, Yevo Yimei Hashvisa. After all of these difficult things, like Gehenim, and the Chevle Mashiach, and the Melchemes Gog Umagog, all of these will have a rest. Umenucha L'Tzadikim, Asher HaShabbos Mora Aleihem. You know, those who are the Tzadikim, those who are the righteous, will survive, and they'll be able to relax at the end of these tumultuous and traumatic events. So he says, so who are those people? Who are those people who will survive, who will appreciate Shabbos? Those who were Mishamro Uma'ango Karoy Begimlo Sudos. Those who respected the Shabbos and enjoyed the Shabbos with these three meals, Ro Shagam Elu Yimei Tzara Yielo Yimei Menucha. they are, you know, more attuned to menucha, more attuned to what life, or at least how Shabbos is supposed to be lived, and will not have to deal with those tumultuous times because of sensitivity towards the menucha times and trying to do it right to the extent that they can. The Torah addresses why it is that we have three different tefillos. You know, on Yom Tov, we have Atah B'chartanu, Atah B'chartanu, Atah B'chartanu. B'shacharis Mincha Maariv, Atah B'chartanu comes up again and again and again. But on Shabbos, we have three customized and distinct Shmona Esrei brachos. The Mekadesh HaShabbos is how it ends, but how it begins thematically is very, very different. And so the Torah tells us that these three different tefillos correspond to three different Shabbosim. Shabbos Bereishis, right? The first Shabbos of creation, a big deal, right? That's the template for Shabbos. Then there's Shabbos Matan Torah. Everybody universally agrees that the Torah was given on Shabbos. And then finally, Shabbos is Shal Asad Lavo, and Mashiach comes the Shabbos in the end times. So those three Shabbosim, if you look at the brachos, and this is something we should do a different time, each one of those brachos corresponds to one of those Shabbosim. So there's, of course, Ata Kidasha, Yismach Moshe, and then Ata Echad. They correspond to each one of those three. The Bach takes this a step further, and the Bach says how these three Shabbosim are the same, they correspond to the three tefillos, and that corresponds to the three meals. And so each one of those meals draws from the ideas of one of those Shabbosim. I would suggest, the Bach has a longer, and Siman Reish Tzadik Aleph, he has a long explanation of how this works and how each of them correspond thematically. I would just say something very simply, perhaps we can walk away with. You know, on Friday night, we're hungry. It's been a long day, it's been a long week, we're running around, and we enjoy a meal, and it's really part of what we do. And that's Shabbos Bereishis. It's absolutely necessary. It's just the thing that starts it all off. Shabbos lunch, of course, is also pretty necessary. It's nice that we sit down to a meal all together. It's Shabbos Matan Torah. It's nothing which is particularly extra, but it's absolutely necessary. The Shabbos of La'asid Lavo, the Shabbos where I'm doing something specific, I'm doing something which is not just about the way creation goes and the way life goes, but I'm looking towards something more and something greater. That's the Shabbos of Asid Lavo. So that's Sudash Lishit. That's the meal that comes at the end of the other two. And perhaps also not in spite of the fact that I'm not hungry, but because I'm not as hungry, I go out of my way to say, I'm not just eating for eating, and I'm not just eating to survive, I'm not just Shabbos Bereishis, and I'm not just Shabbos Shel Matan Torah, which as critical it is just where we're at right now. I'm looking for something more. Shabbos Shel Asad Lavo is the Shabbos that we were pining for, and that's what we're going towards. The Gemara says that these ideas of Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis in Masechah Shabbos, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Yehei Chelki Mi Ochlei Shalosh Sudos B'Shabbos. May it be, that my portion in Olam Haba is with those who eat three meals on Shabbos. Obviously, considering these three meals on Shabbos to be a tremendous, tremendous deal. There are, I want to go back to what the Rambam said. The Rambam says that if a person is the imhayachola mirovo achila, if you're going to get sick from all the eating, or you're the type of person who fasts a lot and you can't possibly handle all of these meals, patur mishalosh sudos, you don't have to do it. The Shulchan Aruch, jumping on this, says, yehezari ma'od l'kayim sudas shlishis, you should be very careful to do the third meal, as hard as it is, and even if it's at 4 p.m. You can always fulfill it with a small amount, with an egg's worth, and the truth is, you can fulfill it even if you can't watch, with some level of mazonos, cookies and crackers. If you absolutely can't, some hold that you can use mini magadim, fruits, vegetables, something with some element of importance. But he says as follows, if it's just impossible for you to eat, you literally cannot put another morsel of food in your mouth, you don't have to pain yourself in order to do so. But, he quotes the pasuk in Koheles, the hachacham enav berosho. Shelo yimali bitno besudas haboker, you should not fill up with the Shabbos lunch, kidei litein makom lesudas shlishis, so that you leave room for, so to speak, dessert. Suda Shlishis, so you have something available to be able to eat later. The Bach as well repeats this. He says, you know, usually you're hungry in the morning. And when you're hungry in the morning, you have no choice. You feel like, you know, you got to eat and you got to stuff up. But that's why a person has to have in mind that what's the most important meal, perhaps, the one that shows that it's not just about eating, but it's about Shabbos, you got to save room for Suda Shlishit.